The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of the owner, staff, or management of this radio station.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome
so
to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning to you. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, coming to you this Monday morning, as I always do, from New York. And if this is your first time with me, welcome to Act Local Marketing. I think it's important to bring you actionable information that will help you grow your business, which is why every Monday I like to share today's takeaway, which will give you at least one action you can take right now to help you with your business marketing. And today we are returning to a familiar topic. Yes, we are going to talk about social media, and please don't groan when I tell you you need to be using social media as an integral part of your business marketing. It's no different than if I say you need to pay your rent every month. It's really that important and that integral to your daily business practices. My guest today is another rock star, as in rock star radio show host, who is also an expert on the topic. And between the two of us, we want to help you understand some of the opportunities that await you online to grow your business. So stay tuned. Here's the deal. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it until everyone believes me. The internet is a tool of communication. We started with the spoken word and then the written word. Technology gave us printing so we could mass produce communication nearly, I think, 500 years ago. Then new technology brought us to the telegraph and the telephone, radio and television, until now we are all equal. Technology has given us a level playing field called the internet. And we are equally connected to communication happening anywhere and anytime. We don't have to wait for a radio station to play our favorite song or for the television station to have their annual airing of our favorite movie. As a little girl, I remember I so looked forward to the annual airing of The Wizard of Oz every year. And I was growing up in Kansas. The Wizard of Oz was a really big deal there. But that doesn't happen anymore, right? We don't have to wait 7 years for Bambi to come out again in theaters. We do not have to hope the person we are calling is home or at their desk because we can leave them a digital message. Or even more immediate, we can text them and send our correspondence directly into their pocket. We can share our ideas at the moment that we grasp them in an email, writing them down, knowing that they'll be open later when the recipient is really ready to hear them or ready to listen. You know all of this already. But here's how things have really changed. We don't have to wait for a brand to tell us what they are going to provide. We can now tell the brand what we want in real time and on an immense scale. Companies don't control their brand any longer. We do. We, the consumers, have the ability to speak to and about the brand. And while we've always had the ability to speak about the brand, it was in pockets, not on this mass scale where we can all link up with like-minded individuals who are either brand enthusiasts or brand haters. And we never really had the ability to speak to the brand and have a true dialogue. But the internet, and specifically social media, have changed that. I saw a quote from Jeff Bezos. I think, is it Bezos or Bezos of Amazon, the CEO of Amazon, that said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. You can't control what they think, only influence. And that, in a nutshell, is why every business should take advantage of social media. You want to positively influence the end users of your brand, your business, to create brand ambassadors and enthusiasts. There's nothing more powerful for a brand than social proof from other customers. Remember, we believe 14% of advertising. 14% is nothing, nothing. But we believe 78% of social proof, word of mouth, even from strangers. I mean, how funny is that? We will believe a complete stranger about a restaurant recommendation before we believe the restaurant owner's advertising. But social media is not advertising. At least it shouldn't be. If you're using social media and you're treating it like advertising, then you are willingly placing your brand in the 14% category. Social media is a tool of communication. And today, good communication builds relationships, two-way dialogues, not the one-directional push-out that has been the way of things for so long in a business's communication practices with its customers. Let's discuss today's takeaway. Remember, I told you I want to make sure you have one action you can take today that will help you grow your business even further. And what I haven't yet mentioned today in my talking points is strategy. Remember the example of the lemonade stand? I often speak of the lemonade stand. It could be the absolute best lemonade ever created, but if no one knows the stand is on that lonely little side street or at the end of the cul-de-sac, then it just doesn't matter how good the lemonade is. But if that same lemonade stand had a social media strategy, it would be a completely different story. If they had Twitter followers that they shared with every day, more lemonade lovers would start to notice them. So what's involved in this strategy? This is what I want you to think about today for your business. This is your takeaway. If you use a social media platform, then that's terrific. You're already a step ahead. And if you haven't put your big toe in the water yet, you need to get a grip and realize that you're going to have to jump in the deep end. And I promise not to let you drown. Okay? We've had experts on the show before that have suggested that if your brand is purchased primarily by other businesses, then Twitter is a good place to start to get your feet wet. On the other hand, if your brand is purchased primarily by a customer that is not a business, then Facebook might be a good place to dive into to begin. So let's talk strategy. It's going to be different depending on which social media site you decide to start with. It's always a good idea to look up your competitors and see how they're doing. Are they engaged with their brand enthusiasts? If they are not, then you need to move on because that competitor is not a brand to emulate. But if they are engaged and their customers seem to enjoy the communication going on with that brand, that business, start to look through those communications. Take note of which types of communication seem to be the most popular. You know what I mean by popular, right? Which posts have the most comments or replies? Which posts caused dialogue to happen? Do photos seem to get the most interaction? What kind of photos? Photos of other customers or of products or events? Are the communications random, having nothing to do with the business and its products, but tailored to current events or local community events? Are the communications inspirational, funny, thought-provoking? Do they request feedback like a quiz or a poll? Notice what seems to work and why. And I guarantee you, it won't be the advertising style of communications. The come for free this, or here's a coupon for 20% off this product. It won't be those communications. It will be the posts that humanize the brand, that makes the brand seem real and approachable. Then begin to model your messages on what is working in your marketplace. Put your brand spin on it and jump in. The water will be perfect for you as long as you put a strategy in place beforehand. And that is today's takeaway. Of course, if you have any questions at all, you can always send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. So before I bring on our other show host, introduce my guest who's going to be with us the rest of the show, I need you to get connected and communicate with me. Like I do each week, I will leave it to you to choose your poison. Pick your poison. There are links on the ACT Local show page at Rockstar Radio Network to Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest and Google Plus, you know, the usual suspects. You can pick one. My favorite happens to be Twitter. I do my most talking on Twitter and on Google Plus. You can follow the links to either of those. And if you're on Twitter, you can always continue the conversation here with me using the hashtag ActLocalMarketing. And when you follow that Twitter link, when you find that Twitter link, you'll also see a link for my weekly newsletter called Kick It. And it's absolutely free. And every week it'll tell you who's coming up on the show, on Act Local, what we talked about on this week's show, some current blog posts, some current things happening in the marketplace that might be of interest to you that will help you with your own strategies. Now, we're going to be going to break shortly, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you more about my guest, the other rock star radio show host, Carol McManus, the LinkedIn lady. You know, Carol does a show here at Rockstar Radio every Monday, every Monday through Friday, not just Monday, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. And when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to Carol, and we're going to talk all about social media strategy for you and your business. Stay tuned. This is ACT Local Marketing on Rockstar Radio.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
ACT Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real world business owner, and you need real world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time consuming to work. Our Five Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKaylin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKaylin.com/secrets for a free report that shares what the five secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose, or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. Then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. And I want to introduce you to my fellow Rockstar Radio show host and a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, Carol McManus, America's LinkedIn lady. Carol does a show at Rockstar Radio at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. She does 5 days a week, the LinkedIn lady show, 4 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Rockstar Radio Network. Let me tell you a little bit about Carol. Carol is a self-described recovering corporate executive who left that world in 2007 to start her own business. And she grew it quickly with a very limited marketing budget, but through the creative and diligent use of social media. And today, she is one of the most sought-after speakers and consultants for businesses and entrepreneurs who aspire to grow their business by using this digital medium as a way to stay in touch with and attract new clients. Carol's approach to social media is grounded in her business experience. She works with clients to determine their business goals, their marketing message, and their ideal target audience. Then and only then will she recommend and guide in the development, implementation, and management of their social media plan to support their business goals. So, Carol, welcome back to Act Local Marketing.
Hey, Kaylin. Happy Monday morning. Delighted to be here.
Thank you so much for making time for us. I love it when you come on the show. And I often actually go over to Carol's show and hang out in the live chat. If you don't know about live chat at Rockstar Radio, now that I think about it, I haven't mentioned it this morning. If you go to the website, rockstarradionetwork.com, there's some tabs at the top of the page. And one of the tabs is live chat. And a little window comes up, and you stick your name and log in, and suddenly you're in live chat with the guest and the host and the studio and anybody else who shows up. And there's always a little bit of dialogue going on in live chat, as well as on Twitter simultaneously. We're multitasking, even though I know I wrote a blog post once, Carol, that says multitasking is for losers.
Yeah.
Because in many, many ways it is. You should just stick to, you know, doing one thing at a time. We can't help it. You know, all this digital communication, this social media that has become such a pervasive part of our lives has fostered this in us, right? This multitasking that we do.
Absolutely.
We can't get ourselves away from it. So, Carol, we want to help people this morning figure out some of the whys and the hows of their social media strategy. And I do want to start talking a little more about Google Plus, which you and I have had a lot of conversations around. But before we get there, I had mentioned some rules of thumb this morning about Twitter and Facebook. Do you have any particular rules of thumb that you direct clients to one social media platform over another?
Not really. Simply because, let's talk about LinkedIn first. I do believe that every professional, every business person, every adult from college right on needs to have a LinkedIn profile. I firmly believe that because it's your best window on Main Street for people to go check you out, find out about you, learn about your personal DNA. And what I mean by that is your background. Where'd you go to school? Where have you worked? What have you done? What are your interests? And websites, blogs, Facebook, Twitter, none of those give enough detail or the same kind of detail that LinkedIn does. So I would say that's a given. But when it comes to a true social media strategy for business, there's three areas of always rule of thumb concern. What are your goals? Who's your audience that you're trying to reach or have a conversation with? and what resources do you have to initiate and sustain and support social media going forward? And until you answer those three questions, you could potentially just be wasting your time if you just go out and throw up a Facebook page or start tweeting with no particular goal in mind.
Very good. You know, I'm still surprised when you and I both do a lot of networking, and I'm still surprised when I bring back to my desk someone's business card and I go onto LinkedIn to connect with them. That's part of my my standard operating procedure in, mm-hmm. in my networking and my referrals, my contact process is to make a touch at LinkedIn. And a personal message, right? Carol would be the first one to tell you do not live with that default message that LinkedIn
Absolutely.
Gives you, because that is a screaming giveaway that you're really not engaged, or you know, you don't care enough to learn the language of the site, because it is like every social media site is like a foreign country and you have to learn the language a little bit to get involved. But, you know, I write a personal thing about it was great to meet you at wherever it was we met, you know, and so that we can connect. And I still, on a very regular basis, run into people that don't have a LinkedIn profile, so I can't connect with them there.
Yeah, and that's really stunning in today's world, although it is improving dramatically. The site continues to grow every single day, and people are getting it. But then the second step is, are they doing it right? To your point, do they know the language? Do they know the protocols? LinkedIn is very different than Facebook and Twitter, as Facebook and Twitter are different from each other. Each site has its own chemistry and its own sort of written and unwritten rules. And if you don't master those, you really, to your point, you really look a little foolish.
It really is akin to visiting a foreign country. You know, no matter what country you go to in the world, people are basically people, right? We all have a lot of the same needs and desires and wants. And, you know, we love our children and we love our pets and we love our families and we eat food together and we try to, you know, keep decent homes. And, right, there's some similarities to everyone on the planet. But we do have different customs and we speak different languages, and things that will fly in one country will not fly in another. It's the same thing on social media platforms to a lesser extent, but it's the same thing. There's certain language that will fly on one that won't fly in another. There's certain attitudes that will fly in one and won't fly on another. It really, and the language is different. You know, what's a like over at Facebook is a plus over at Google Plus, is a retweet at Twitter, is, you know, it's just, they're the same and yet they're completely different. And it's important to learn the language before you jump in. But to Carol's
point, it's a good metaphor. I love that.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. If anyone's traveled at all, they'll really start to see the similarities once they get into the social media world, which, you know, I tell people that so that they don't feel like they got to pull their hair out at the roots, because, you know, they'll get frustrated around how confusing it all seems, because they figure if I'm sitting at my computer and I'm on the internet, shouldn't the language be the same everywhere? But it's really not. It doesn't take a lot to figure it out. And there are plenty of experts out there, Carol and myself just being two of tens of thousands that can help you figure this out. But you do need to know the language a little bit so that you don't seem foolish. And not just so you don't seem foolish. It's not a big deal to be foolish once in a while. But so that you can effectively use it as a tool, because these are all tools.
Amen to that, sister.
I need to take a sip of my tea. I'm doing too much talking today. So to Carol's point about LinkedIn, it really is like a really, really great CV, right? A really great resume with more than a resume could ever offer. But it's definitely very professional and a resume. And if you are a college student or a working adult and you think you may ever want to do business or get another job, you ought to be on LinkedIn so that people can see you. There's no two ways about it. So, Carol, I know that you started using LinkedIn, and I don't want to get into the strategies of LinkedIn. Actually, we've talked about that before, because I want to save some of the strategy talk for Google Plus later in the program. But I know that you started at LinkedIn. What was your personal process for deciding what other social media platforms to get into?
Well, actually, I didn't just start on LinkedIn. Within the first 30 days of being on my own and listening to the advice of Ken Heron, who you also know, he said, go out and set up a profile on every site you can think of. And he gave me a dozen to start with. And it was LinkedIn, it was Facebook, it was MySpace, it was Orkut, it was Squidoo, it was everyone that was out there. Twitter was there, but it wasn't real big at the time. Plaxo, and I can't even remember some of the others. And that's what I did. And I, to this day, I advise people to do that. That when you hear about a new social media site, go out, claim your name, open up, even if it's only a basic profile, because A, once it's gone, it's gone. You're lucky, Kaylin, because I doubt there's very many Kaylin Amadeos out there, but there's a lot of Carol McManuses. And right. I was already in competition with that name. So that was A, number one, was to open up the profiles. And then it was really, and again, I got to roll this back in time. This was over 5 years ago when, from the business standpoint, social media was still pretty foreign, except if you were an internet marketer. And so it was very much, you know, sort of crawling in the dark. The way LinkedIn bubbled to the surface was simply because, well, it was two things. Number one, coming out of the corporate world, it felt the most comfortable to me because it has more of a, I won't say formal, but a more business-like, a more civilized temperature and way of using it that is quite different than the other sites. But the other thing was it really came down to business. It was where I was creating these relationships using what you talked about earlier as us both being networking. Well, there's networking live and there's networking virtually. I learned to network virtually, and it was through reconnecting with people and also opening up new relationships that led to very real, very tangible business. None of it happened on LinkedIn. LinkedIn was simply a catalyst to get in touch with people to make that happen.
See, I didn't realize that. And I actually had done the same thing when I first got started online. I have accounts in a lot of places I probably don't even remember anymore. And Squidoo being one of them. And I think there was a place called Quandio, maybe. And there were a lot of them. And you're right. I'm lucky that my name is unusual enough that there aren't really – I found other Kaylins out in the world, which is fascinating. I would never have been able to do that before without the internet, but certainly not other Kaylin Amadeos. So you're right. I was lucky in that sense, and that does make it more difficult for some people, but you can't let that stop you. It's important to try and own your name when you can, or some version of your name, or your name and your business, so that you can start to control the messaging that's out there on the internet. We're going to have more with Carol McManus, the LinkedIn lady, when we get back.
Right now, I feel so close to you right now.
Tax Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKaylin.com and leaving so happy, she just had to see for herself. iKaylin.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
In today's business world, you have to be LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's a great tool. And Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Carol is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. In each show, the LinkedIn Lady will have a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out her website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show with your host, Carol McManus, every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey, welcome back. It's Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my friend, Carol McManus, America's LinkedIn Lady. You can listen to Carol every Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern here on Rockstar Radio Network on her live radio show and podcast, The LinkedIn Lady Show. You need to check it out. She offers tons and tons and tons of insight into using all of these social media platforms and the internet in your business marketing. Carol, you and I both speak about this stuff all the time. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Google+, blogging. The list is absolutely endless. So before we talk more about Google+, which is really, excuse me, the point of why we wanted to get together today, more about Google+. Can we offer the audience some advice about maybe how to spend their time, how to make some time to do a little bit on all these platforms every week? Carol?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Did you hear my question?
I did hear the question.
Okay.
You are so right about the fact that time is the big enemy and it's the biggest objection. But it doesn't need to be, because my success story was built on spending just 15 to 20 minutes a day. In fact, I advocate 17 minutes a day, which is just the average. It's probably, and that was 5 years ago. It's a little bit more now. It probably takes, 20, 25 minutes. But when you talk about the marketing of your business and establishing relationships for both current, future, and long-term success, a half hour a day, let's round it up to 30 minutes. A half hour a day is not too much to ask. If you look at it as it's substituting for an opportunity to maybe meet with someone or to have a cup of coffee or have a phone conversation, all of which are very, very time consuming. So the idea of using social media to connect with people on a broader scale and a more consistent scale really begins to make a lot of sense. And when you reframe the time, when people tell me I don't have the time, my simple answer is you don't have the time not to. So the answer is decide what you can give it and then stick to that. If it's only 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, start there, but go at it very strategically. What do you want to do in those 15 minutes? And it shouldn't be just going out and looking at what other people are doing. There needs to be some proactive contributions that you're making to Twitter, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to whatever site you're on, so that your voice is being heard as opposed to being a voyeur. There's a lot of people who will go spend 15 minutes, but they're just noodling around to see what other people have posted. That does you no good whatsoever. You can't be the wallflower at the dance waiting to be asked. You have to get out there on the dance floor and start showing your stuff.
There you go. I like that analogy. Let's go wiggle it just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. And right, on Twitter they call that lurking. People who go and just watch the conversation, the wallflowers that won't actually engage. That's what they call a lurker on Twitter. And you see what I mean about, language being different in every one of these sites. There are words for all of this, and there is language involved in all of these sites. But Carol's absolutely right. You have to get in the conversation. Remember I said they're all tools of communication. Everything that's happening on the internet is some form of communication, and communication doesn't really work when it's one direction. It requires a dialogue. So we're going to talk some more about Google Plus. And Google Plus is rapidly becoming important to everyone, whether they realize it or not. It's rapidly become more important to me, and I'm spending more time there. And I'll tell you, I noticed, interestingly enough, and that, and some people will or may not know what clout is. Clout is one of these websites that sort of gauges how much interaction people are having on various social media platforms, and then they give you a rating. It doesn't really mean anything in the long run. It's a nice marketing tool for them, and it's just a way to rank people. It doesn't really have a complete picture of what your actual clout in the world is, because it's not measuring your offline clout. It's just looking at your online activity. And yet there are still companies that when they look for social media managers, they will go to clout and see what someone's ranking is before they decide whether or not to actually hire them. They have some standards on whether or not they'll hire someone based on their clout score. But I've been messing around with Google Plus because I had spent most of my time on Twitter and a little bit on Facebook and YouTube. But I've started to use Google Plus more, and I noticed that when I have more in-depth conversations with people on Google Plus, when I actually use Plus in their name, which is the way you tag someone in Google Plus, how you speak directly, you draw someone directly into a conversation, my clout score spikes the next day or the day after. I get huge spikes, not just little bumps. I get huge straight upward spikes when I have a few discussions directly with people on Google Plus. So I found that very interesting. I don't know if you've played around with that at all, Carol.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. Although I'm like you, I don't obsess over it and I don't try to game it. It simply is out there. It does mean more in the digital world and in the world of influence within the space where we play. But for the average person and business person using social media, clout really has no meaning whatsoever.
Yeah, not at all. It's just a way that, like Carol said, people like us who pay attention to all this stuff, you can start to gauge whether someone is really walking their walk, you know, or talking their talk. If someone tells you they're a social media expert and their clout score is very, very low, then you might – that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Doesn't mean that they're not an expert, but it might make you want to dive in a little more before hiring them as your social media manager. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there is clearly offline clout as well. And that website spells clout with a K, K-L-O-U-T. And it was an interesting concept for them. And it's really just, you know, a marketing strategy for them to – for it's gamification is what it is. And people love to play games with the stuff that they do because it makes it more interesting. So it's just a clever gamification. But I have noticed that. Now, I want to just share with people again quickly this whole – Google Plus phenomenon. So, and I realized that I could probably talk about it for hours. So I'm going to try and keep it down a little bit because I really could talk about it for hours. But here's the basic sort of framework of what happened. Google Plus is Google's social media platform that they created akin to a Facebook or a Twitter, right? And it was their fourth attempt, and this is the one that's going to stick, and there are several reasons why. A couple of years ago, Google had created another phenomenon for local businesses, and this is very important to you if you are involved in or running a local business. They created a program called Google Places, and what they did is they gave every business a page on their website, and that's when the whole Yellow Pages phenomenon really ended up online. So everything that happens in the Yellow Pages now happens online at directory sites. And Google Places was Google's directory site where it would list your, you know, name, address, and phone. You know, it had a map. It's, you know, where your business was, what your business did. You could put some pictures. But it also invited people to review your business. And that became very, very important for local businesses because all of that information and that continually adding to Google with reviews affected search engine rankings, local search engine rankings for businesses. Because by this time, Google had decided to deliver local search engine results. That had never happened before until maybe 3 years ago. So that was a whole new phenomenon. They'd been working on that program for a while. But then they came out with Google Plus a year ago or so. And they very smartly took that Google Places program and rolled it into Plus and called it Google Plus Local. So now all this stuff that local businesses and local marketing consultants had been using to help businesses rank in the search engines got rolled into Plus. So now Plus couldn't go away. It became very necessary. And even though they botched up some of that transition, it was still very important. So Google Plus wasn't going to go anywhere. Now, on the heels of that, towards the end of last year, Google rolled out another program called Authorship. So if you write anything online, whether it's on Squidoo, like Carol had mentioned, or you have a blog, or let's say you write for the Huffington Post, or you write for the New York Times, if you write articles and you are a quote-unquote author, then you can be part of the Google Authorship program. And what that does is it ties your name anywhere on the internet. You can tie your name to your Google Plus profile. Now, why would you want to do that? Because remember, Google is the number one search engine in the United States. Not everywhere in the world, not in China. I believe there's some other bigger search engines in China. But for the most of the, at least the English-speaking world, Google is the place that you need to show up. So this, because Google is in charge of search engine rankings, they've, of course, tied all of their products to the results of the searches. So Authorship and Google Plus and Google Plus Local, all of your interaction with these things and how these things are tied together affect your local search result. And it makes a really big difference whether or not you get found in the local search engine rankings. Am I making sense, Carol? It's a very complicated topic, but I'm trying to make it simple. Am I making sense?
No, you're totally making sense.
Okay. So, and it's an organic thing, and it's growing by leaps and bounds because, you know, Google has all this control over what we see. And don't forget that Google also owns YouTube. They bought YouTube in 2006. And YouTube is a part of this, and video is a part of this. And the Google Plus platform is a very interesting platform for a lot of reasons. And when we get back into this last break, I'm going to share a little bit of a case study with you that someone did, an informal case study, to help convince you why blogging and Google Plus are important for your business marketing. Hurry back.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Tax Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Are you yearning to connect with those close to you who have passed on? Do you feel you'd be more at peace or more in balance in your life if you could only have that connection? Now you do. It's time for Alex Laws and the Alex Laws Hour. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Alex discovered an incredible balance that allowed him to listen and receive messages from the other side. Not your traditional psychic medium. Alex has spent the last 27 years as an endurance athlete and entrepreneur. At the core of Alex's abilities is his knowing that in order to open one's soul to the universe, one must open their heart to being authentic. The wisdom Alex has shared from those beyond the veil has helped at an international level and changed people's lives and sometimes too their direction in life. Need help with your life or business direction? Tap into the spiritual realm of Alex Laws. For more information, check out alexlaws.com. Then join us for the Alex Laws Hour with Alex Laws, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live.
As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com. Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Oh, this is Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my very good friend, Carol McManus, America's LinkedIn lady, showing us the way. I think that's part of your advertising, Carol, showing us the way.
Believe me,
she does. She is a social media expert, and she's helping us navigate some of these social networking waters this morning. You know, Carol does a show right here on Rockstar Radio Network 5 days a week, which I still think is insane, Carol. Five days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Time every day, the LinkedIn Lady Show. And she has tons of great guests, and you can listen and pick up a ton of stuff. I actually listen to her show frequently and go hang out in the live chat on her show and join the discussion. And you're going to learn lots of tips and tricks and tools that are going to help you make the most of these opportunities that we're talking about today. And yes, we're talking about social media. And we were starting to discuss Google+. So, Carol, I wanted to share with you this case study that I found yesterday. It's not a super scientific case study, but he tried to put some controls in place to prove how important Google+ and Google authorship is to this whole SEO mix. And in case I still sometimes use the word SEO when I'm talking to clients, and they still ask me, what is that? So let me just explain very quickly. SEO is an acronym that stands for search engine optimization. So if Google is a search engine, or Yahoo has a search engine, or Bing is a search engine, the little computers, the little spiders that run through the internet to look and see what a page is about, you know, they're not intelligent, they're programmed. So in order to tell them what your page is about, there are certain factors that you put on the page that lets Google understand what your page is actually about, so that it can rank it in the search engine, so that it can serve it up at the right time. And there are ways to optimize those things, and that's called search engine optimization. And I am a huge, as much as a nerdy geek I can be and love figuring out all the details of stuff, I'm a big believer in the 80-20 rule. You're going to get 80% of your results from about 20% of your SEO. So while there are firms that will do really in-depth SEO, I don't find it necessary, and I don't really encourage my clients to do it, because I think getting 80% of your results is enough. There are other places to spend your money and your time that are going to make up that other 20%. What do you think about that, Carol?
That's interesting. I never heard anybody admit that, but I agree with you 100%. I think it's important, but not to the point of obsession.
Right. And SEO firms will get obsessed about it, and I think it's unnecessary. But excuse me, here's where Google+, because, you know, Google being the 800-pound gorilla, you know, that's controlling all of this, and we're doing their dance. We don't really have a choice. They've created this scenario that I outlined a little bit last segment. And here's what's become interesting about it and why you need to take notice. So there's a guy named Jeff Sawyer, S-A-U-E-R. I'm assuming he pronounces it Sawyer. Jeff Sawyer, and he has a blog called Jeffalytics. So he's like me, you know, he's a little bit of the nerd. He likes to look at some of those, you know, strategy details. He'll get down in the weeds a little bit. And he did this unofficial case study where he created, he was trying to figure out what impact Google Plus was going to have on the authority of a website, a blog. And this is what he did. He created four brand new websites that had never existed before. He bought domain names that had never been in existence, because there have been lots and lots and lots of domain names in the world created. And a lot of times people will buy a domain name and then not use it, so they'll let it go up for sale, and you can buy domain names that already existed or even had websites for many years. And there are certain SEO qualities to doing that because the domain's been around. What he did is he tried to keep the slate clean for that. He bought four names that had never existed before, and they were niche specific. Meaning that he looked at keywords, keyword phrases, and he bought a domain name that was an exact keyword phrase. And he made sure that all four names, all four domain names, all four of these keywords had approximately equal, what's the word I'm looking for? That people were looking for that word in an equal proportion.
Popularity.
Yeah,
equal weight.
Right. That people were hunting for that word approximately equally. So let's say there were, I don't know what the numbers were, but let's say 10,000 people a month were looking for this phrase. And they were unrelated phrases. They weren't necessarily all in the same niche. They were four different niches. All right, so he was trying to be a little scientific about this, right? Mm-hmm. So what he did is he put four WordPress websites up with some content directed at this one keyword on this keyword exact match domain name, and he put them all up on the same day. And I think there were three pages of content on each site. There were some use of images and video. He kept them all very equal in terms of their size and weight and substance, even though they were about different topics. Okay, and he even put each one on a different host, right? They weren't all four at the same host. He scattered them around so they'd have different IP addresses and stuff. Then what he did to bring Google Plus into the mix is he had a Google Plus profile and an account that he was active on. So he took one of the websites and he did nothing with Google Plus. He did not attach it to Google Plus in any way, and it did not receive any plus ones. And for those of you who don't know what a plus one is, if you were on Facebook and you saw something somebody said and you liked it, you could hit the like button and give them a thumbs up. A plus one is the same thing on Google Plus. It's like give somebody a thumbs up. It's like saying, oh, I saw that. That was good. I liked it. Thumbs up. You hit a plus one. So the first website had no connection to Google Plus at all. The second website, which was also brand new, he opened a brand new Google Plus profile and verified the website to be attached to this profile. But this profile, you know, didn't really have any interaction yet on Google Plus. It was brand new. He then took the third website and connected it to his existing Google Plus profile that was not brand new and was active, but the website had absolutely nothing to do with the stuff he normally talked about. Let's say that he normally talked about things in a particular niche. Let's say he was a real estate agent. So he talked about real estate related things a lot. This third website had nothing to do with real estate, right? Maybe it was about stargazing, completely irrelevant content. And then the last website, let's say it was about real estate, and he connected it to that same Google Plus profile, right? So those were the parameters he set up when he did this experiment. And then he monitored. And within one day after launching all four of these websites, he saw that the number three and number four, as you would imagine, the two that were connected to an active Google Plus profile, were ranked within 24 hours.
Fascinating.
Yes. The one that was relevant to his Google profile was in the top 10 in a day, in a search for that keyword phrase. In a day, 10 search results.
That's amazing.
The site that was not relevant was on page 3 in a day. And then the other two came up within the next day. And the one that was most relevant showed up on Yahoo within the first day as well, which led him to believe that Yahoo was sort of scraping Google results. There's no way to know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I would challenge that. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, there was no scientific way to know that. But what that means is that this whole Google authorship program that I was talking about, if you are creating content online and your name's associated with it and you connect your name to your Google Plus profile, Google's imperative is to deliver the most relevant search results. That's their purpose in being. So they're looking at all of these connections that we're creating online, and they're making assumptions based on those connections. So when your blog is about your topic and your blog is connected to your Google Plus profile, and you tend to talk about that same topic on your Google Plus profile, Google sees that all as being relevant. And they reward you by being relevant, right? Because people don't – how many times have you gone online and you're searching for stuff and you keep ending up on websites that really have nothing to do with what you were looking for?
Exactly.
And everyone's annoyed by that, right? And Google's trying to put a stop to that. So they're very cleverly telling us, stop doing that crap and be relevant. And if you're relevant, we'll reward you.
Which makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. That, I mean, that's the whole point. That's, you know, why all the panda and the penguin updates, you know, devastated a lot of people's, you know, AdWords income, because there were a lot of junky sites out there. And that's not what they wanted the internet to be about. So they're forcing us to, you know, play their game, you know, play by their rules, and they're in essence cleaning up the internet as a result. But the bottom line for you, business owner, is that having a blog for your business and having a Google Plus profile is a 1-2 punch in terms of getting local search results to make you show up for people who are looking for your goods and services. It's a 1-2 punch that you cannot ignore. I've said it.
There you go.
My work here is done.
I love it.
I need a sip of tea. I talk too much, Carol.
Hey, it's your show, baby. You can talk all you want.
I know. Thank you. So I hope I made my case again. We're already at the end of another show. I love it that you come here, Carol, on Act Local and spend time with us. And please listen to Carol's show, 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on Rockstar Radio Network. This is Kaylin Amadio on Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next Monday morning where we will talk more about how to use marketing tactics in your local business to bring you customers and profit. Take care.
Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, Marketing for Small Business.